The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool. Drink. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Drink. Pass out. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Betty. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Betty. Drink. Cool. Drink. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Drink. Pass out. Drink. Wake up. Drink. Betty. Drink. Wake up. Drink.
Hey, wine hoes, how you doing? Hopefully you had a wonderful and very Merry Christmas. I am So Lovely, one of the co-hosts of Bad and Boozy Podcast, and I'm joined by my partner in crime, De'Asia Ali. Say what's up, Dee.
What it is.
What it is, ho. What's up? Can it get in them good?
Hey.
Well, as you know, there is sophisticated ratchetness guaranteed when you listen to the show. So I guess that was your dose of ratchetness to start us off. We're glad that you're back with us another week. You're listening to episode 7. The title shall be revealed the more that we discuss with one another. Like I said, I hope you had a wonderful holiday. This is going to be our sparkling, bubbly show, so I hope that you enjoy, that you learn, that you laugh. What is that, like, you see on Basic Bitches walls? Live, love, and laugh.
I was about to say, where the fuck is we going with this? On a Basic Bitches wall, is it live?
I hope that you have lived. I hope that you experienced love, and I hope that you laugh this week.
Insert Instagram thought quote here.
Oh God! Haters trying to keep me away.
Cause you know we
pray. They praying for my downfall.
We leaving niggas in 2017.
Girl,
you know what I'm saying? Cause y'all gonna get this episode right before 2018.
Right. So shout out to all y'all new year, new me people. This is your time to flourish, and this is my time to unfollow.
Flourish with your glass or whatever sparkling beverage you choose.
Okay. So, you know, we like to start the week or start the show off by uncorking our recent girl, that's 2 weeks in a row. I can't say that word.
Shenanigans. My girlfriend said she gonna start saying shenanigans.
Our recent shenanigans. So, Dee, what have you been up to?
Well, not a whole lot since... It's only been a few days since we last recorded, you know, disclosure. But,
disclosure.
Yeah, for real. You know what
now
I'm saying?
I ain't have enough time
to thought out too much, but you know what I'm saying?
What? How does one even thought out?
I'm going to show y'all one day. Why do I get giggly all the time? I've just been chilling this week. I was, yesterday, so y'all know we did the mulled wine for the holiday, for the Christmas little drink episode. But so I still had like some wine and some of the mulling spices left over and some of the brandy. So throughout this week, I've been sipping like just the brandy with some apple cider and a little bit of the mulling spices when I come home from work. And then yesterday, so I worked by this beer garden, and my coworkers have gone there a few times over the summer, which is like really cute. It's like a nice little outdoor scenario. They got like the dumb big like chessboard and stuff like that. On a nice summer day, on like a Friday, it's convenient to just like walk up the street from the job and grab a beer. They got like hard cider. There's a couple of my coworkers that don't drink like beer, so they got like some hard ciders and stuff too. But I've been noticing walking to the metro since it's been like dark outside and colder, like this shit is popping, but I'm bundled up. So they had these lights out, and apparently it's still like a winter wonderland, and the beer garden is still popping in the winter. So yesterday when I was on my way home from work, it was still kind of early, maybe like 4:30, 5 o'clock. But it was not really packed. So I was like, let me just...
You froze, big. You froze.
My bad. I had got a call.
Nigga.
Listen, people don't normally be calling me. Some boring ass. Oh, hold up. He might listen to the show. Anyway, I decided to stop in the beer garden just to see what was going on since it's wintertime and since there wasn't that many people there. So they had like a tent up that was like, they had a tent with that it was heated. So most of the people when I first got there was just like in the tent. So I just ordered, I like IPAs or whatever. We'll talk about the beers on a different beer episode. So I just got me a little IPA and chilled on the inside in the tent. They had some TVs and stuff, but they still had the outside part going on. And the people who were sitting outside had their coats on. It wasn't too cold here yesterday. Well, for us,
East Coast. Bitch, what was the
for
weather?
For us, it was about 50 degrees. But some people that were sitting outside were sitting around like a little fireplace. I mean, like a little, not fireplace, what you call it? Fire pits or whatever. So it was still, it was a cute little winter scenario. So I just had the one, just the one beer and like check my phone to scope out the scene. So I could see myself while it's still open before it get too freezing. Maybe long as I didn't have my Uggs on yesterday. Maybe if I got my Uggs on, I would have actually sat outside, but my feet was cold. So that's all I've been doing this week and getting ready for my holiday festivities and shenanigans, since I'm off today. We're recording on Friday, the 22nd, and I do not go back to work till the 4th.
Hey.
So I'm excited. That's but what about you?
What? Oh, well, like I said, today is Friday. We recorded on Monday. What happened? Oh, yes, I had my concert on Tuesday, so there was no, it was good, it was lit, we had a great time. I actually got a chance to not only just sing, but also sit down for the first time in about 6 years of performing and enjoy some other performances, so that was great. Oh my God, Andra Day was there. If you guys are familiar with that song, Rise Up, she sings that, and she's nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, no, she... Rise Up.
Yep, she came.
Oh, I be knowing shit.
Yes, I love it. You know something for a change. Yep, she came and she sang a song. She did very, very good. Some other people performed. I mean, man, it was good. It was really good, and I can't wait to do it again tomorrow. But so, needless to say, no alcohol.
So, it's like with your church?
Yes.
So, okay, so you got like a couple performances or whatever?
Yeah, we do two nights.
I love a good, I don't go to the church, but I love a good church, like a holiday little concert. They be getting it in.
Girl, we got it in for show. And I saw my assistant pastor, who's actually over our music ministry today, at this homegoing service I went to. And yes, for our white listeners, a homegoing service is a funeral.
Excuse me, it's a funeral.
Yes, it's what black church people refer to as a funeral, because we believe that when you leave here, you's going home to the king. So I saw him today, and I said, you know what, on Saturday, I wanted to throw a shoe at you, because you was just doing everything, and it was amazing. I was blessed. I was like, yeah. So I'm like, you know what, I'm actually going to get him a cord and put something in it for Christmas this year. So I'm being a good little Christian. But, or at least my intentions are, because Wednesday a bitch was drinking.
I've been drinking.
Yes. Wednesday I had something. I can't remember exactly what it was. So it probably wasn't that. No. Probably wasn't that good. But Thursday I made the coquito, y'all. I made the coquito and it was good.
Hey,
it was
shout
good.
Shout out to the coquito.
Shout out to the coquito. If you follow me on the Facebook or the grams of Insta, I went ahead and I posted a recipe. Not the recipe. I went ahead and I posted a picture of the coquito, and it is so good. It's been ministering to my spirit, to my espíritu. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pour me a glass today. So that's what I am drinking on while we are recording this episode. So shout out to my Latino homies, my Hispanic homies, my homies from Puerto Rico, because y'all know how to do a damn drink. Okay? Because yo quiero bebido. And this bebido is muy bien. Shout out to Peanut, who likes my accents. Shout out to... He's going to follow me on Twitter talking about what accent you going to do next.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you are formally trained as a thespian. So at any moment, I could be prepared to give you guys a little bit of drama. little bit of theater. Shout out to Jeremy.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy. I cannot say it without being theater.
Theater, yes.
I'll be in a damn house by myself.
I'll be like, you know what's missing? A little drama. A little theater.
Right? Just me.
Yep. So I sipped on that last night. Listen, instead of using rum, however, because if you go to our blog on badandboozypodcast.com, I posted the recipe and I said that you could use rum. I did not go to the store and buy rum because I already had some Everclear in my cabinet. So I went ahead and I put that. And at first I put a cup of it and I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and put a little bit more. So I actually added another half cup. And this is what I did. I drank it. And I passed out for like a good hour and a half, 2 hours.
I don't know what I thought was coming.
And then I woke up and I was like, damn.
She was about to say some profound shit.
It went to sleep. Then it was so funny because I was talking to my coworker earlier in the day about making the coquito because I originally planned on bringing it to work, but I don't fuck with them niggas like that. So when I was talking to him about it, he was like, you know what? That sounds good. He was like, it'll probably make you feel warm. I was like, yes, make me feel warm all over my body. Yes. So
all over my body.
Yeah. So I felt so warm and tingly. My body just shut down. I was like literally with my phone in my hand. I fell asleep. I woke up and I was like, ooh, that was what? We was in sleep for 2 hours? Oh my God.
For two whole hours.
So if y'all gonna make that recipe and you want to try it with Everclear, just be prepared to knock out after one glass because it
that
is
Everclear.
Experience
with that Everclear, I was about a smooth 15 years old, my nigga.
That sounds like a young wine hotel.
It wasn't that bad. I just remember thinking that candle was like doing a dance. Like I thought the flame of the candle was talking to me. I was like,
he thought it was Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I thought that nigga was telling. Oh, it's crazy,
man.
Why was I doing that?
The only other time that I've had it previously, other than my recent usage of it for another project that I had, there's a place called Fat Tuesdays, and it's a daiquiri bar in Vegas.
I've heard of them.
And they make a lot of drinks, and what they use to make the daiquiris is the Everclear. And I remember one time I don't even know why I decided to have it. I decided to have like this peach one, and I added a shot to it. My nigga, when I tell you, we went to see this Michael Jackson show, right, at the Stratosphere. I was in there, and about halfway through the performance, all I could do was, like, lean forward with my hand on my head, because I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sick.
First of all, let's talk about how you know you drunk when you can't do nothing.
Man.
But lean forward with your head and your hands.
I was like,
that's the kind of drunk that most of us know, at least once.
I was like, this music is so loud. I was like, I need to go use the bathroom. Bad. I went to the bathroom. This is how you know it's bad. Like, when you feel like you have to throw up, but you can't even throw up.
That's annoying.
I was so miserable. I was just like, take me back to the hotel. I need to lay down.
They about to take you to the king.
Basically. But apparently it wasn't bad enough because the bitch purchased it how many years later and added it to some coquito.
Well, at least it was all these years later, because a lot of times when you had those bad experiences, that's the reason why all those years be in between, because you associated with those bad memories.
Oh, the drink is called a high octane. That's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah, man. All good, but all bad. It tasted good, but it... It was like Stevie Wonder said, it knocked me off my feet. Yeah, man.
We stay busting out a song. I can't.
Yes.
I love it.
This is a singing podcast, too, man. You gonna get you some songs.
I got some references on.
Girl, who cares? I mean, shoot. We listen to other podcasts where folks bust out in the song and they can't sing. So, you know what? We gonna do it, too. You gonna get the best of both worlds. I had to remember what the...
Now I gotta make sure when I listen to the episode that
damn,
I...
Damn, that was R. Kelly reference. Playlist. Fuck! It was R. Kelly reference. Damn, R. Kelly!
Fuck! Yo! I was... When we were recording the Christmas episode, and before we started and I had the Christmas music playing, Homegirl was like, I had the soul playlist, holiday soul playlist came on, and I darted out the room. And she's like, "What you doing?" I heard an R. Kelly singing a Christmas song.
Damn.
And I'm like, not up in here, not up in here. Dude. Then I was like, just mad that I even had to do that. He fucked it up.
And you know what? How am I going to function on New Year's without stepping to In the Name of Love, man? How?
You just can't. Yeah, you gotta find a new song.
That's some bullshit, man. Somebody make another song so I could step side to side.
Can somebody just remake it and we just listen to their version?
Maybe they have like a elevator music version of that. Like, you know, Hidden Beach has Unwrapped. Maybe they have
like an instrumental?
Yeah. Because that's my jam, y'all. I'm sorry. Well, I know this is a wine podcast, but damn it. I'm still devastated from the loss. It is devastation to the nation. I can't even listen to I Believe I Can Fly.
But what podcast I was listening to recently when they said they wasn't over the R. Kelly thing, but the one host said they didn't properly mourn the loss, like listen to all the songs getting out their system.
No.
That's why they couldn't get over it. So maybe you need to have a funeral.
And then put it all. A homegoing.
And then you can put it all behind you. What show was I listening to?
But can I have a repass, though? Can I have a repass with some chicken and shit? Who going to bring the cake for the repass?
Who bringing the cake for the repass? Hold up. If you, my family, who got the 40s and the liquor? Because I could have sworn my Uncle Daniel died a few years ago. Aunt Gail said, "D, can you ride me to the bar down the street?" I said, "All right." My family stays. I stay being the vehicle for the aunties to get the liquor after the funeral since I've been an adult.
Shoot. My question is, who's making the potato salad? Because, you know, everybody can't make it.
They can't.
And that is the only exception to my personal rule and everybody else outside of the East Coast about having potato salad in cold weather is if it's at a funeral.
Oh, you
funeral.
Always have it at a funeral.
Yeah, that's it. You ain't no, because y'all know I don't do potato
that's
salad
the only
at Christmas.
Exception.
But that's the only
exception. I agree with that.
Yeah. Hey, no, I almost said something else. Shout out to my boo who doesn't have a problem with potato salad at Christmas. Man, we almost broke up over that one, man. It was tough.
We lucky we done made bonds with these niggas outside of other things.
Man, because I be ready to cut all y'all off after what y'all say. And y'all know exactly who y'all are. All three
of y'all. All three of y'all.
Anyway, yeah, them was my shenanigans, which took us down a tangent. And here we are.
Here we are. I mean, it's the end of the year, so tangents are necessary.
Allow us. But here's the thing. This is why y'all listen to us. Y'all listen to hear us talk. So, yes, we're going to give you some wine. Yes, we're going to give you some ratchetness. Yes, we're going to give you some flavor. And, yes, we're going to give you a little bit of our life. I mean, because we're people. We're human. This is what we do. And this is, you know, two friends talking. And y'all just happen to be eavesdropping on our conversation. So, you know what?
With your nosy asses.
Deal with it. And if you don't like it, you know what? You still going to listen anyway. Because you want to get to the wine hotel. That's what you're here for. We already know.
Right?
So, yeah, that's pretty much our week. We can't even say weekend because, you know, it's only been a few days since we recorded last. You know, the next part of the show is where we give you guys our reviews, and we call this section Sip and Spit.
Sip or Spit.
So if we like a wine, we're going to go ahead and sip on it. If we dislike it, we found something, you know, didn't really tickle our feathers, we're going to go ahead and spit that joint out. So, what did you try? What are you reviewing this week?
So actually, I was thinking about reviewing this Chinese rice wine today, but I decided to wait on that one because I wanted to give it its proper attention, and I'm off next week, so I can indulge in my thoughts and really think about it. Also, I needed my Chinese homie to translate a few things for me. But
shout out to the Chinese homies. What's up, my chicken?
And then I wanted to make sure, since it was something out of the ordinary, that I gave like a little bit more background versus just how it tastes. But it's sitting looking real cute on my bar. But y'all know last week I got my Wink box delivered, and one of the wines in my box was one called "So This Happened."
Uh-huh.
So So I'm not even going front. That's one of those ones I picked because it was a red blend, and I like the daggone. I like the name, and I was like, "What's this hitting on?" The whole point of the wink box is to just pick some shit that I may or may not like, and it was coming up, so I picked that one. And when I came home today and poured the wine into my lovely Festus glass right here, I took like a very small sip, and when I tell you, my immediate reaction was like, damn, but like in a good way. It wasn't like I didn't think about it. It was like, I don't even know what I'm thinking now, but I love it or whatever. So I was like, let me sip this a little bit more. So it's a blend. I did not, I'm not even exactly sure. I went back on Wink's website because on the bottle, it doesn't say the specific combination of the blend, but when it was very fruity, it was like full body, like it was very full body. I tasted notes of,
so it was like, a BBW.
It was definitely a BBW. I mean, and when I say BBW, I mean like the juiciest, like most confident, like BBW, like bam, we out here, you gonna get all this lusciousness. Like that is how this wine made me feel. And I was like, let me drink some more. And I could taste hints of like clove. And it's weird because it was like fruity, but I could still taste the hints of like black pepper and clove to finish. But I really liked it. It wasn't sweet at all. If I could give it like multiple sips, it would get all the sips. But I really liked it. But I need to find out which what it was blended with. I didn't see it on the original description. On an actual bottle. Oh, and you know how like it was 13.2% alcohol.
Hey.
This particular vintage was 2012, and the price point for this one was about $13. But for most of the ones in the Wink box that I'm subscribed to, like I think all of them are like $13 unless I had some kind of discount. But if while you're discussing yours, if I find the actual blend of it. It's a California... Oh, and Wink, like most of the rest of the Wink wines are made in California. But if I find the blend of which grapes it was, I will throw that in there. But I really like this one. Like, I've tasted a few of the Wink ones now. I'm going to go back into the Wink app and put my review there as well. I did put my review on Delectable. I'm put my review in Wink because if you're subscribed to Wink, you get points... one, you should review them so they can help build your flavor profile. So if it's a month when you're subscribed and you don't select any bottles, you just want to be surprised based on your reviews and stuff. They'll use your flavor profile to choose the wines. So I rate for those reasons, and I also rate because I think after maybe 10 ratings or something like that, you earn like $10 off your next purchase.
Hey.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for it. Shout out to Wink.
I support this. So she gave hers a sip.
Yeah, definitely a sip.
So, as for me and my wine, I am not reviewing wine this week, y'all. I know. Shocker, right? Damn. I'm telling you. Hold on. I'm sorry. We got a sidebar because, like I said, I'm being wounded by my bra.
Why are you recording with your bra on a Friday?
Because I'm going to have to leave the house to go pick up the kids anyway. So, and I can't take my bra off.
Once you take it off, it kind of got to be off.
You know, I can't pick up the kids with, you know, the kids just hanging. You know what I'm talking about? So
yeah, and then you don't want to put the bra back on.
No, man. I'm just going to be walking into the Boys and Girls picking my kids with my arms across my chest. So that they
listen,
see.
You better put it on you. See, over in this area, it's a... I don't have that much of the boobs. I'd be done put on a big sweatshirt. Nobody would even know these little things was hanging.
I need one of them whatchamacallits. The sneaky bra. Sneaky vont. One of them joints. Just stick it on and then pull it. That's it. One of them bullshit.
Oh, I found it. The backup to my... So this happened. It is... Why didn't I see this earlier? But anyway, I'm gonna read just the description directly from Wink's website. And after aging in French and American oak, this red blend is ready for drinking. Actually, I sang out loud to myself when I drank it earlier. This wine is a real crowd pleaser. Because I was like, it's good. Because I wasn't here acting a fool to my own self. And this blend is Syrah, Merlot, and Zinfandel.
It's together. It's a party, bitch. What you talking about?
It is a mouth party.
Jammy, though? Was it jammy?
So let's see. It comes together to intertwine ripe fruits with earthy and savory flavors. Oh. It is 13.1%, as I told you. The lot was 13% of the lot was whole fermented berries. Okay, whole berry fermented. While the rest was crushed and fermented in a closed tank. So at least next time I review a Wink wine, let me make sure I go to this website. I like this. This combination of winemaking techniques creates a wine with flavors of fruit, leather, spice, cocoa, and even olive tepanon. Oh, what the hell? But I can see that. The extra aging in French and American barrels allow for all diverse characteristics of this wine to really come together and is now ready to be popped open. Let it accompany you and your greatest adventures, and don't forget to tell us about it. Yes.
I'm here for it.
It was good. Like, I support all of that. I definitely taste that earthy but fruity flavor, and it's not sweet. It's weird because it's actually kind of dry, but you're discovering when you like drinking the reds, like if it's fruity enough, the dry don't smack you like some of the just pearly dry ones. Like, it's really not sweet, but you still taste the fruit, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. Complete sense.
But yeah, so if you guys have used our code for Wink and you gotta pick your selection for next month, I would definitely try this blend. So This Happened, and it's a good name too. Dope, might get you dope. In trouble.
Yeah, you know. But what? Anyway, if you get pregnant,
we ain't do it.
Just name the baby after us, though. Yep.
So you are reviewing what this week, lady?
I am reviewing, because remember a couple of weeks ago we mentioned that it was National Lager Day, and I was going to get the beer, and I didn't make it.
Yeah.
But I actually got the beer this week, so I was drinking that while we were recording halfway through, because you know a bitch had to stop and get her egg rolls, so I decided to go ahead and pop. Decided to pop my beverage.
That's just so
too.
Funny.
Man, that's them so joints weird. Is hitting.
Stop and get her egg rolls.
Them joints is hitting. I don't even know how I started eating it, but Lord have mercy, I had egg rolls twice this week.
Egg rolls is getting now.
It's in my spirit. It's in my spirit.
I'm going to be looking for egg rolls when I'm in Baltimore tomorrow.
Man, vegetable egg rolls. I'm with it. But my review this week is on a Belgian lambic known as Lindemans Frambois. It is a raspberry flavored beer, as Dee would call it. She would say it's juice because it's holy.
No, I'm not hating on that one. I like that one. I like that. That's one of my exceptions.
Yeah, it has a low alcohol content.
It is juice, but I make an exception to that because it's quality
yeah,
juice.
You know, it's classy because it comes in a bottle that's shaped like a wine glass, so, wine bottle. So it is, like I said, it is a Belgian lambic beer. It is sold all over the world, but it is sold at the finest of stores. So you ain't gonna find this at the hood spot, the bodega, or your liquor store. They have it at Trader Joe's. They have it at BevMo. They have it at Total Wine. I did see that they had it there. Let me read y'all the description from the website, and then I will let y'all know how I personally feel about this joint. It says, let me put on my reading voice. Let me put on my imaginary reading glasses.
Did you put on your imaginary glasses?
Yeah. The appearance of this exceptional beer is matched only by its taste. To make our framboise, we add raspberry juice to our lambic. That gives it a delicate, fruity aroma and a beautiful dark pink color. Ooh, color with a U, y'all. That's how you know it's fancy. Just like the dress I wore to our cousin Willie's wedding. But that's of no interest to you since you undoubtedly don't know Willie.
Hold up, is that in the description?
Yep.
Oh my God, I want to know Willie.
Okay. Is it Willie, Wilhelmina, Willie Ray? Who is Willie?
I don't know. Hopefully it's Wilhelmina. Okay. Shout out to my little brother. Because hey. You know, on a low, we be calling him Wilhelmina. Hey. You know his name, William.
Hey, Wilhelmina, how you doing? Framboise is served as an aperitif, but I also use it in cooking. And when I don't finish the bottle in preparation, I finish it in my glass. They said the secret technique, a young lambic that is at least 1 year old, which is 30% raspberry filtrate, will macerate. What? That sounds like masturbate.
First of all, you already said finish, so I'm just saying this beer getting real nasty.
It's being nasty, baby. It's being nasty. They're fancy because they said food pairings are endive salad, chocolate fondant cake, cheesecake, raspberries, and ice cream. Mm. And they say serve it between 2 and 3 degrees Celsius. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Hey, all y'all scientists out there. Hey, scientists. Well, let me pull up the Celsius.
I about to say, we need a translator. Let me go to the Googles.
So, let me see. Like T.I. says, it's Googleable. Okay, so 2 degrees Celsius is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. So between 35 and 37. So that's specific as hell. 35 to 37.4 degrees Fahrenheit is when you want to enjoy it. So pretty much making sure that your beer is cold.
Put that shit in the freezer. Put it in the freezer
first. Yeah, put it in the freezer for about a good 30 minutes and have it.
Which one did you have? The raspberry? You said?
Yes, I had the raspberry. Also,
because I've tasted a couple. I've tasted a couple of different flavors before.
Shout out to the homegirl Brina who suggested I try the peach, which I will be purchasing next.
Oh, that's a good. I've only had raspberry, and I think whatever ones I had, I knew it was like berries. I haven't had any other like citrusy ones.
The Lindeman's brand, they make a cassis, they make an apple. They make peach.
Ooh, apple.
They make farro. I don't know what that is.
I know all the ones I had was all some kind of red berry.
Yeah, so they have creek, but they which is good. Cherry. So they have all different kinds. But the one that I'm specialized in getting is that raspberry. And when I tell you,
it be hitting though.
This is a good boyfriend. It ain't even a good girlfriend because it's beer. We're going to call it a good boyfriend. So this is like my homeboy. Me and him go way back like 4 flats on a Cadillac. You understand what I'm saying? Picking up what I'm throwing down, man. This is like a ride or die, homie. Like if you need somebody to roll with you to get into some shenanigans or whatever, Lindeman's is going to be there for you. Okay. We just going to call it Lenny. This is my homeboy Lenny. Gets me where I need to go. I can finish the whole bottle and still be able to function. It is a little bit expensive, so
I don't remember how much it was.
It's $10 a bottle.
Okay, and that's for the tall bottle?
That's for the tall bottle. For the short bottle, it's usually like around $6.99, $7.
So I haven't bought it in a while.
So you might as well go ahead and purchase the big one.
Might as well purchase the big one. Yeah. Also, it tastes good. So if you don't get the small, if you get the small one, you're going to be mad.
Yeah, you're going to be mad. So, because you're going to want to drink the whole thing. Because
you're
like,
going to want to drink the whole thing. I guarantee.
Yep. So normally I get this. If you guys have Yard House in your neck of the woods, you can find it there. Because the first time that I actually had this beer was at Yard House. And they still carry it. I love it. It's the only beer on earth that I will drink intentionally. It does everything that I need it to do. It is a little bit sweet. It is very fruity. It is, you know, he on the thicker side, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He a big homie. He never lets you down. He ain't gonna knock your ass out. You know, he'll make sure that you still functioning and that you can get home safely. So that's, you know, this is a good homeboy Lenny. So Yeah, man. I tried to put it on Delectable. I added it, and they searched for it. So I just got that notification today that they put
did they find it in the system.
Yeah, they put it in the system, so I'll be able to actually put a...
I was going to ask you, did you put it in Delectable? Yeah. And shout out to Delectable for the ones we've been scanning, and they weren't in the database, but in a day or two, they get right back to us and go, knock, knock, we found your wine or beer.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Delectable.
Shout out. So I will be adding that. So by the time that you guys listen to this and you want to see, you know, more in depth of my thought about the flavors, the taste, the aroma, the bouquet, all those other fancy and frivolous words, go ahead and check out the Delectable.
But yeah, that
so
you're giving that a sip, I'm assuming,
girl.
Oh, a big old swallow.
I'm a sip. I'm gonna swallow the whole damn bottle. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, one of my experiences with that one, and I might have mentioned before, like I missed when I lived in Baltimore. I lived near a bunch of cute, like really cute wine shops, and they were like people were really knowledgeable. And there was this neighborhood. If anybody's listening that's from Baltimore, might know about the Hamden neighborhood. And I can't remember the name of the wine shop right off the top of my head, but it's like the main one that's on like that in that strip in Hamden. But they would have, it was like this little boutique. They had like shoes and chocolate. So I would go and taste like the chocolate, and then I would take the chocolate around the corner with me to whatever gourmet chocolate I bought, and I would literally go in the wine shop and be like, this is what I got. What should I drink or whatever. And one time I had some kind of dark chocolate or something. I can't remember the specific one, but they suggested that beer. So whichever berry one it was, I remember just going home and like letting the chocolate settle on my tongue and melt a little bit, and then washing it down with that raspberry beer and just feeling all the just emotions run through me. It's really good. And if you're not like a super, super sweet person, like myself, if you don't want to drink a lot, just like a little bit, but like a little piece of chocolate or something is like heaven for dessert or something like that. Mm-hmm.
There you go. So
I just wanted to co-sign it. Cause yeah. I low key hadn't thought about it forever. So I had all these fond memories when you brought it up.
So yeah, those are our reviews for the week. And our reviews are sponsored, y'all. So this week's sponsor, if we gonna have a sponsor, we gonna make it a little sexy. A little sexy. When we
I like it when you lose it. I like it when you go there. I like the way you use it. I like that you don't play fair. Yeah. Recipe for a disaster. Yeah. When I'm just trying to take my time. Yeah. Stroke is getting deep and faster. Screaming like I'm out of line. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to beat it up? Rocky. And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck. When we fuck.
So this week, to prepare you for, you know, New Year's Eve, that's the night where you spend with somebody that you love, you know, somebody that you feeling, you know what I'm saying? So if you are looking to spice things up in the bedroom, why not surprise your lover with an adult sex toy, video, or accessory from Adam and Eve? Now, listeners of the Bad and Boozy Show can enjoy a 50% discount on any item available at Adam and Eve. You can use this discount on vibrators, sex toys, lingerie, lubes and lotions, condoms, videos, or some other naughty novelties. I love that word. Found on their website. To receive this discount, visit the official site of CSPN, cspn.us, then select on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the site. Scroll down and click through our Adam and Eve link at the bottom, then go shopping. As you check out, put in the promo code MDAY50 at checkout to reduce any item's price by up to 50% plus free shipping. So remember, you have to click through the link at cspn.us to help keep our podcast free with your order. So order Adam and Eve through cspn.us. Well, there you have it, guys. So we're trying to get y'all ready for your new year. So if you want to start your new year off with a bang, go ahead and use our CSPN link and go ahead and get you something from Adam and Eve, you know. I ain't gonna say.
Let us up when you get pregnant. Let us know when a baby do.
I mean, hey, you might want to get something to keep you from getting pregnant. I mean,
either way,
I'm not saying I shop on Adam and Eve. I'm just saying I done seen like some swings and all kinds of stuff that looks like fun that you could use for other activities, maybe. So, you know, I'll go ahead and check it out. You know, check out their selection if there's something that you like. You know, and guess what, boo-boo? You get 50% off. So go ahead and get you something. So, you know, thank you for our sponsor, Adam and Eve. So, you know, after we review, we like to get you guys into our topic for the week. And this week, since we are preparing you for New Year's Eve, and what better beverage to have with New Year's Eve than to have something a little bit bubbly, a little bit of sparkling wine. So we're going to talk to you guys about sparkling wine. And guess what? I'm going to give y'all a little bit of secret. We're not going to discuss champagne today. And you know why? Champagne is a blend, y'all.
It's a blend.
And we're actually going to have a blend episode. So we're going to save that, you know, for later on down the pipe. But we want to introduce you to maybe some sparkling wines that you've never had or have been interested in trying. Or maybe some that you're already familiar with. So we have four different ones that we're going to discuss today. And then I guess we could just get right into it. So the first one that we are going to just, well, you know what, before we do that, because y'all know, I like a little science, I like a little knowledge and education, you know.
Correct.
So, when you think of wine, sparkling wine, or when you even think of champagne, you think of the bubbles, right? Because that's really what separates it from your regular flat wines. But there are two different ways to make these bubbles happen. One is called a tank or a Charmat method, and the other one is a traditional method. So with a tank method, the examples of those, we're actually going to discuss two of those today, are Prosecco and Lambrusco. And with this method, your sparkling wine is fermented inside the inside a tank or a barrel, not necessarily inside the bottle. And so with these ones, you're going to get bubbles that are medium-sized. They're a little bit spritzier bubbles. They're a little bit lighter. Whereas with the traditional method, you'll see this in champagne and you'll see it in cava. There's another one called Cremant. And also in the sparkling wine that's made in the United States. These are going to be your method. This method is how you, this method uses a bottle fermenting. So you're going to have a smaller bubbles. They're going to be more persistent. It's going to be a lot more effervescent. So it's going to give you that feel that when you have champagne, that little rush of bubbles, that's what you're going to have when you have sparkling wines that are prepared in that method. So I wanted to get y'all familiar with that before we talk about the different
types. Bubbles with like the champagne is it bigger bubbles, like more air?
No, they're actually smaller.
They're smaller.
Okay. So, yeah. So they're a little bit more fizzy than the other medium size.
Oh,
bubbles.
Yeah, more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So it'll be more fizzy. That's interesting. Because more fizzy would be smaller bubbles. That makes sense.
Bubbles, so that means that they're going to be more in that same space. So, yeah.
Got it.
Yup. So the first sparkling wine that we are going to discuss today is cava. And cava is the dominant flavors in cava. You can find quince, you can find lime, yellow apple, pear, and almond. So it is a lighter kind of sparkling wine. It is made in the traditional method. Cava originates from Spain. It is made, 90% of the cava is made in Spain. It's only a few made in a few other places, but you really wouldn't want to buy it from any place else. Like, don't even try it. That's like going to the swap meet and buying you some Gucci. I mean, you could, but why would you? Just, you know.
Oh, my God.
Because you're going to get exposed. Don't do it. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to give you what you need.
She said going to the swap meet.
You know, it's not going to give you what you need. I'm going to hurt you. The flavor profile, it is acidic. It does have a lower alcohol rate. It is a little dry. It's not, you know, extra dry. It's not a brut or what you would call. And the fruit flavors are brut. Mild. Yes, brut.
I like brut. That word.
If it is made in a cool climate, so, you know, Spain is pretty big. If it's made on the cooler side, you're going to detect those flavors of quince and lemon. If it's made in the warmer side, you're going to detect notes of orange and apricot or apricot, you know, tomato, tomato. Tomato, I prefer tomato. To say apricot because it sounds apricot. A little bit more snooty, darling. And you know, apricot. I too represent the bougier side. So whenever I have the opportunity to, you know, be bougie and sweet.
Oh, it's an apricot.
No. And for kava, there are three types of quality levels, and they are always indicated on either the band or a sticker on a bottle. There's standard, which has been aged for approximately 9 months minimum. There's reserva, which has been aged for 15 months. And then there's Gran Reserva, which has been aged a minimum of 30 months. So, and this usually indicated on the bottle. So, kava is, it says that it's versatile with food because of it's a palate cleansing effect. So they recommend, because it's a Spanish wine, you want to go ahead and try it with Spanish food. So try it with your paella. Try it with huevos rancheros.
Ooh, paella,
try it with,
so good.
It is, ooh. Right? You know, get you some, what do they call like those little appetizers? And tapas. A little Spanish. Yeah, try it with some tapas. You know, get you some, you know, it's not necessarily Spanish. You know, it's Mexican. But, you know, go ahead and tap you some nachos or tacos because those flavors are still there. You know, that paprika, the cumin, the chili flavors, all of those things that you would want to, that make your food a little bit more spicier, you would want to go ahead and try the kava with. I also use it to make my mimosas most of the time. You could use it to add a little bit of a sparkle or a little bit of a bubble to your white sangria. There's a lot of different uses for it. So, yeah. That's our good girlfriend, Maria. AKA
Maria,
Kava.
Maria.
Hey. Boo, 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 boo.
So, shout out to Kava.
Shout out to Kava.
And what I'm looking from is like a good transition because I'm going to do next is the Prosecco. Where Cava is the national sparkling wine of Spain, Prosecco is to Italy. The name of the grape is Prosecco, and it's produced in the hills toward the city of Venice. And then
love that movie.
City of Venice. I love it too.
Nigga, it's Christmas time. It's gonna be playing on TV.
Oh,
too.
It is.
Oh,
it is.
I love
Watch
it.
The Sound of Music, y'all.
Oh, the whitest movie ever. But I love
but
it.
But it's like, so I did. I love it. Yeah. The key words to remember about Prosecco are light, frothy, airy, and clean. The traditional use of Prosecco is to start a meal to clean the palate and get you ready for the evening. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is the foreplay. Okay.
Yes. Oh.
Prosecco.
Yes, we definitely need some sexy music this week for this.
We definitely need some sexy music this week. Over the holiday season, take the opportunity to suggest always starting with a bottle of Prosecco to help you ease into the meat, bitch. This says ease into the meat. This Prosecco is hot in the ass. What is her name? What is her name?
Ooh, oh, she fast. So she got to have an Italian name. We need to, yes.
What are we going to call Prosecco?
Sophia. Hey, Sophia.
Hey, Sophia.
How you doing?
Oh, hey, Sophia. Listen, I love being prepared, but not fully prepared, because I did not even see that. I skimmed it, but I ain't read all the way to the end.
Ooh, it's sexy. I might have to swap the cover out for this if it's busting that meat open. Yes.
Is this what the Prosecco did? Mm-hmm. Apparently, the... You know what? I knew I liked Prosecco for a reason. She's just like me.
Man, I'm just saying, call your boo over. You know, male or female, whoever your boo is. Tell him come over. You know, have him sit down on the couch. Pour up a nice glass of Prosecco. And, you know, bust out that toy that you got from Adam and Eve.
Yes. And get you ready for the evening. Yes. You know, before you ease your way yes. into the meat. Or... You know, the or meat of your meat choice.
Is, or before the meat eases its way into you.
Ooh, whichever way. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, but I'm here for it.
Yes, Prosecco. You nasty, nasty.
I am currently sipping on a sparkling situation. Let me pour me another little sip. I need another little sip on that note.
Yes.
Did you have anything to add about the Prosecco?
Ooh, I mean, I don't know, baby. I don't know. But okay, I'll talk about the different kind of flavors, and then also there's a quality levels for Prosecco as well. So the dominant flavors are green apple, honeydew melon, pear, honeysuckle, and guess what the last one is? This is funny.
Which one?
Cream. I like my
cream. So
I like my Prosecco to taste.
This Prosecco like cream. I love Prosecco.
She's a nasty bitch. Ooh,
I love it. Prosecco is our type of girl.
Oh, and Prosecco comes in, okay, in addition to three different quality levels, it comes in three different levels of sweetness. So it comes in a brut, which is there's barely any sugar. It comes in extra dry, which is just a little bit of sugar. And then it comes in dry, which is up to 1 gram of sugar per glass. And then the quality levels are, there's Prosecco, which is the most common type that's available. There's Prosecco Superiore, which is a higher quality level based on production standards. And then there is something that I absolutely am going to butcher. So it's Conegliano Valdobbiadene and Colli Assolani Prosecco. And these are two exceptional.
Even if you did that wrong, it sounded right. Okay. So we did it.
Because you can fake your way to top. Yes, I'm good at faking. Pause. I'm good at faking when it comes to reading stuff. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Those two are two exceptional Prosecco sub-regions offering a millesimato, a single vintage Prosecco wine. So, hey, you know what? There you go. Oh, well, you know what? An interesting scientific fact. Prosecco has about three different atmospheres of pressure. You want to serve this ice cold. It keeps for up to 2 years. And then when you're looking for it, it's typically going to be between the $10 to $15 range. And you know what? After you spent all your money on buying Christmas presents for people, you may need to, you know, reduce your alcohol budget for the following week, you know, until that second check in January. Yes, so.
To the second check.
Not that first one, because we know that goes to the rant.
That's the rant, bitch.
That's the rant. So, yeah, that's all I have to add to that nasty hole that is Prosecco.
Yes, we love a nasty hoe.
Prosecco busted wide open.
She is ratty.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all having problems in the bedroom, go ahead and introduce Prosecco up in there. You never know. You never know what can happen if you bring that old hoe Prosecco. That's why it should be called Prosecco. That's what
Prosecco.
It is. Prosecco.
Yes, Prosecco.
This is going to be the Prosecco episode. Well, Prosecco brings us to another kind of hoe. This is Lambrusco. Lambrusco is also a Italian sparkling wine. It is grown in the region. It is only grown in Emilia Romagna and the Lombardy mm-hmm. regions of Italy. It is fruit forward, light bodied. So she's slim, thick. It is high acidity, low alcohol. This is red, so you're going to get flavors of strawberry, cherry, boysenberry, rhubarb, and hibiscus. In your warmer climates, you're going to taste the sweet cherry and raspberry. And in your cooler climates, you're going to taste rhubarb and wild strawberry. So that pretty much, since it's all grown in the same region, it just depends on when the actual fruit is harvested that you'll be able to detect those different flavors. It is a sweeter one. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have different levels of sweetness. There's going to be your dry. So you want to look for the word secco. That indicates that it's a drier style. There's the off-dry Lambrusco, which the word to look for is semi-secco.
And I then like there's, this word, Lambrusco.
I know, Lambrusco. And then there is your sweet Lambrusco, and you're going to look for words like dolce and... Amabile. A-M-A-B-I-L-E. So I'm just saying, I'm assuming it's... Let's see. Hello, Google. What is... how do you pronounce this?
Google, let us know.
Yes, we're going to let Google talk to us and tell us how to pronounce that. Let's see if I butchered it or if I'm correct. We've been on a roll, though, lately, with our pronunciation. Here we go, hold on.
We have. Bitches is getting professional.
Let's see.
Play that hipster song with
Bitch, Whistling. It's another ad. I'm telling you.
Play the hipster song.
The following pronunciation is brought to you by PronounceNames.com.
Really? We need all that?
Amabile.
Yes!
Yay!
Amabile!
Shout out to the Googles for making the show.
You know what
that
reminds
me
of? It reminds me of that song. It's like, Amabile. Do, 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 do. Amabile. Do, do,
oh, do. Oh, yeah, got it. I'm going to have to pay attention when I listen back to this show so I can update the playlist.
So this one, there are only two different styles of Lambrusco. There is a style that is lighter, and it's called Lambrusco de Sobrada, and that is, or Lambrusco Rosato, which is your rosé, and it's going to be consisting of your red fruits and your flowers. So that's where the hibiscus comes into play. And mm-hmm. that's going to be a lighter style. And then there is your black fruit and potting soil. What?
Potting soil, Jesus Christ.
This is a bolder style.
I mean, bad enough we was eating tar. We was smelling tar out this bitch.
No, I know, right?
Soy.
Tar and coffee grounds and leather. Now we introduced the potting soil. Okay. Well, these are your bolder styles. And that's Lambrusco Grasparosa, Lambrusco Salamino de Santo Croce, and your Lambrusco Reggiano. And then also, as it comes to quality... Quality Lambrusco wines are labeled DOC, and that's Denominazione de Origine Controllata. There you go.
There you go.
I ain't giving y'all no more Italian today. Oh, and finally, the Lambrusco is the name of more than 13 indigenous wine grapes, each with unique characteristics.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep, and
the Prosecco was just like that one grape, but Lambrusco got like 13 of
them. And the two most planted Lambrusco varieties are Lambrusco Salamino and Lambrusco Grasparosa. So, wow. So, even though it's one type of grape, there are 13 different varieties of the Lambrusco grape. So that is actually pretty interesting to learn.
We be learning.
So the Lambrusco is actually, funny enough, even though I see it for the low, like Casey and JoJo.
I don't think I ever paid it much attention.
Lambrusco says that it's typically mid-range. The mid still selling.
The mid is still selling.
It's between $15 and $20 for a bottle of Lambrusco. So
that's the reason why. I don't buy sparkling that much, so.
Yeah.
And so I probably surely ain't never see it.
So if you are here for the reds, if you want
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, if you want like a little bit of a sweeter flavor, if you like the flavor of reds and berries and rhubarb, then you'll definitely want to go ahead and have this. And trust me, because it pairs well with chocolate. Oh, I love me some chocolate.
Good.
Have you some nice chocolate cake and a little slide of Lambrusco, baby? You is winning at life.
That kind of ties back into your your German, your beer.
Yes, I was thinking of that too.
The thing that I'm looking at with the Lambrusco said nowadays the producers are making dry Lambrusco touted for its beer-like qualities, fresh yeasty flavors, and slightly bitter finish.
I don't want no yeasty wine, bitch. She got to take medication for 7 days.
Jesus Christ. Her pH just a little off, but her coochie fine.
So, ladies, if you're going to have some Lambrusco, make sure that you are on top of taking your probiotics.
Take your ACV. You know what I'm saying?
Take your ACV.
Get your ACV together. But, yeah, it's similar to the beer. If they're brewing it a little drier, it reminds me of your beer you just reviewed.
Yep. So, that was our introduction to Lambrusco. If I was going to give her a name, because she's also Italian.
She's Italian, but she ain't.
But she's not thick, you know. So
she not thick. I feel like our homegirl Prosecco. So if they was out on the block, like, you know what I'm saying, turning these tricks, Lambrusco is new on the, you know what I'm saying? Is new, and Prosecco is probably the mama hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
Like keeping all the girls in check.
Nigga, shut up. I can't stand you.
I mean, I support sex workers.
Get out of here.
But she's Italian. She cute.
Yeah, so wait. We need an Italian name.
I don't know what names are Italian.
Girl, or Italian. Shout out to my grandma.
Italian. I just know my name. All I know is my name Greek. So if it don't sound like my name, I don't know.
Shut up. I'm looking one up right now. Let's see.
So,
I'm going to call her Lucia. This is Lucia. Because Lucia sounds like a Slim John. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And since this wasn't full body, you know. Yeah.
She's slim. Her boobs not really big, but they look a little big for her body. But she's slim.
I'm dead. You saying she got a push-up, bro? That's what you're saying.
No. I'm just saying, like, she probably got a double or triple D, but we think they look small, but that's because her torso, you know what I'm saying?
Lambrusco, she's like petite, she is Slim John, so she look a little thicker because she's short, but if she was like average height, you know, she'd be a lot more slim.
Yeah,
you know, she's
a
brunette, exactly, you know, she's darker, so she, you know, she a good girlfriend, but, you know, she a little snooty, she thinks she better than somebody because, you know, she's about $15 to $20 compared to her.
That's why she not going to last out on these streets. You know what I'm saying? She not going to make no money being snooty.
She need to go inside and slide up to the niggas over at the bar that's in the town.
She's a
for
pillow
the
princess.
Hey, shout out to the pillow princess.
But hold up. But we might like her now, too. Shout out to the pillow princess.
Because this is a complete sidebar, but I actually just tweeted this week.
That's what baby, that's what
I referred
to your tweet.
We are giving, ladies out there.
You know what?
We are giving up cowgirl and reverse cowgirl for the year of our Lord 2018. We tired of working. We tired of squatting down. We tired of working our quads and those kind of muscles.
Yes.
We tired. It's too much. Y'all be wanting too much. So
niggas
guess
be
what?
Wanting too much.
2018, we ain't doing it no more. We pillow princess in the whole year, man. Y'all need
I
to get to work.
This.
Yeah, man. Shoot.
I support it.
Shoot, we got to pour you some wine, make you some food, rub your stomach.
Stay talking about
do all that
like,
stuff.
Not wanting to get on top. Like, beloved, get out of here.
It's a lot of work.
Pumps. You know what I'm saying? Get your stamina up.
Not 3 pumps.
You know they always think it's lasting way longer. Like, I gave you 20 quality minutes. Like, bitch, you can't count. That wasn't 20 minutes.
I mean, because you could. I mean, technically, it was 20 minutes because it took you some time to take your drawers off, took you some time to get ready, and there was, you know, the whole oral situation that we had to get. By the time we got into the act, 17 minutes and I already went by.
17 minutes then went by, and then you sweating. What you sweating
so
for?
So then you gave me 2 quality minutes. Yeah, man. Get to work,
so,
y'all.
Yeah, get your pillow princess on.
Yeah,
we support pillow princess.
So Lambrusco is the pillow princess, whereas we already know Prosecco doing it all.
I might have to have a combination though. No, I don't know.
No, man, they don't deserve it.
But I ain't. Well,
the way y'all Negroes been acting in 2017, y'all don't deserve.
These niggas been acting up.
And y'all hoes been letting them.
And y'all been hoes. Y'all hoes been letting them. We can't let them. We're not letting them.
We're not doing it in 2018, man. No, we're not doing it.
Nah.
Yep, but that was a little, I almost said little Uzi.
What the fuck you been listening to?
That's a little Lambrusco right there.
A little Lambrusco.
I'm in for that. That's
my rap name. Hey, Lambrusco. Yo, I'm so happy that I'm on vacation. So let me just pour me some more. This whole bottle is almost gone, but
hey.
Jesus Christ.
I should pour me it's some more. It's also only 7%,
but that's fine. Because what I'm drinking now is actually taking us right into the last review. Well, not review, sparkling joint.
Yes.
So the last one is the Spumante. Is that correct?
Or as my cousin calls it, Spumate.
Spumate. Spumate.
Spumate. Spumati. Spumati.
Spumati. I feel like I have one specific cousin in mind that I can guarantee you I could hear her saying Spumati. So Spumante is the description I'm looking at calls it Aste Spumante.
Mm-hmm.
Aromatic and sweet sparkling wine made from Moscato. So basically you bitches already know about this, so even if you don't realize you did.
If you don't know, now you know, nigga.
And if you don't know, then now you know. Aste Spumante is made solely with Moscato, aka the Muscat Blanc. Therefore, it's one of the sweetest sparkling wines in Italy, with frothy bubbles and highly perfumed notes of rose. I said notes of rose. I've been drinking, y'all.
Man.
Nose of Asian pear, honeysuckle, and nectarine.
Ooh.
It goes extremely well with sweet desserts and white chocolate. Despite how awesome this sounds for the sweet lovers, it has never been highly considered a quality wine.
we knew this, but it's Spumante is ratchet.
Spumante is ratchet. So listen, this is co-signing when we be talking about you niggas, like we
blue
we
bottle hoes. This is for the and blue bottle hoes right here.
For the sweet wine lovers, it's never considered a high quality wine. Most Aste Spumante that comes into the U.S. are, oh my God, this site says it's poorly made.
That's all the Moscato shade, bro, D-I-C. All the shade.
What's this? I don't know what this acronym means. The DOCG?
Yeah.
That's is that on your acronym list? It didn't tell me what it meant.
DOC, oh. Man, I thought I was done with Italian pronunciations. Come on, DOCG. Here we go.
Is that one of the boards that's certified?
It is denominazione di origine controlla garantita.
Okay.
So that's the top. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. It's the highest designation of quality among Italian wines.
Right. So the Moscato d'Asti. So Aste Spumante is fully sparkling version of the Moscato d'Asti, which is the lightly bubbly version. There are many great Moscato d'Astis in the U.S. market. So they pretty much the same,
but
the Moscato d'Asti is a little bit higher in the better version. So when y'all see the Spumante, you know what I'm saying? What about our good? I won't say good. The nigga Andre that we don't like?
Yeah. So
he's Spumante, right?
There's those blue bottles that we like to shame, right? That y'all like. The blue bottle is actually higher quality than the Spumante.
So if we shame the blue bottle, damn sure ain't fucking with the Spumante.
That's why we say there's no Andre. Another brand of this is that Martini and Rossi.
Yeah, I never liked that one. Mm-mm.
I always think of that commercial, Martini and Rossi.
What was that one my ex used to drink? Frazione or Frazier something. It was an F.
Frazione?
And he used to love that. Yeah, he used to love that. And I used to be like, beloved.
Yeah.
Like, get out my face.
So, I mean, it's usually
cheap. But tonight
cheap.
I'm drinking So, okay, so tonight, when the firm was over the house the other day, when we were recording, she bought me a Moscato Spumante, this one called Annalisa. I actually kind of like this one.
Hey, we could, yes, okay.
Also, I like it. I tasted it before at like a, I trusted the little wine shop back in Baltimore that suggested this one.
Okay, I'm reading Wine Folly about Spumante, and it has...
This one is sweet, though. Go ahead.
It has the same similar notes about it. It says it's aromatic and sweet, sparkling wine made from Moscato.
It is really sweet.
It's frothy bubbles and highly perfumed nose. It goes extremely well with sweet desserts. Despite how awesome this sounds for sticky, sweet wine lovers, it has never been considered a high-quality wine.
Same.
Hold on. Most Steve Spumante that comes into the U.S. are poorly made, and here's the shade of it all. Overly saccharine swill.
Oh, my goodness. I saw that, and I was literally about to say, hold up. let me do my Googles and make sure I know what this word means.
Girl, swill? The shade of it all.
I was like, let me use my Googles.
The shade
because
of it all.
Because I pulled it when I, the little book I was looking at, I was like, let me pull up. I just Googled because I know you use Wine Folly, and they be having blogs up. So I Googled Spumante. And Wine Folly to see if I could find a blog. So I saw that same thing. It's overly saccharine swill.
And one of the definitions for swill is kitchen refuse and scraps of waste food mixed with water for feeding to pigs, a.k.a. hogwash.
When I saw a swill, you know how I try to use, you know, I try to use my context clues and all that other stuff. And I was like, that sounds like swine. And I was right.
You was right. They call it pig's will, mash, slops, scraps, refuse.
So you niggas that's out here saying you ain't eating no pork, you need to stop drinking this.
Stop drinking that hogwash.
Stop drinking that hogwash. Stop drinking this hogwash.
Oh, my Even God. Though,
now, this Annalisa, I'm drinking this, one, because it was a gift, and two, because, you know, we like a little how to get away with murder over here. So I said, look at my good girlfriend, Annalisa.
Yes.
Even though her name Annalise. But it's only 7%. Y'all know how I feel about wines that's under 10. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time. But I'm recording today, so it's appropriate.
Yeah. So this is for the broke hoes. This is if you wait. Okay, this I'm gonna tell you exactly when you buy this. Okay, because yes, we shame it.
If you want to buy one of the brands like the Annalisa I got right here. Don't be tagging us on nothing. And you didn't bought some Andre or nothing.
Please don't, because we will shame you. So if we're gonna talk about when you buy this, you know, typically there's 14 days between when you get paid. Mm-hmm. You want to buy this on day 13, like when you almost don't eat in the tank. You almost don't eat.
But you done had a hard day at work and you need a pick me up. You need something. We understand.
Yes. The day before payday is when you buy this, because when it's just rough and you just down to your last little bit, but you need a little nip. Go ahead and spend your $4-$5,
But we still want you to get a little nip, because, you know what I'm saying, just because you're a little broke don't mean you can't have a little fun.
Hey, broke bitches
be drinking.
But
don't be out here purposely seeking it out. Don't be bringing us to no holiday parties. Don't bring the hostess this as a gift.
Wait.
Unless you know who the host is, because you know.
If you know the host. But you know what? We have a friend who likes to post pictures of a certain brand of this Spumante. I'm not going to say your name, sir, but I will say that if you see the brand called Verde, V-E-R-D-I, that is a Spumante. So that is some swill.
It's
good swill. I mess with the little raspberry swill.
Hold up, don't get it twisted. We're not saying we don't never indulge occasionally on something. We get a little ratchet sometimes.
Everything in good in moderation. So, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. So you're not going to take this to your bougie aunt's house for Christmas, but you will take it to your
wish my babies is newborns and a toddler, but I wish they would grow up and bring that shit to my house.
But you know what? Now that I'm thinking, this is the thought juice version of wine.
Bruh, this is the thought juice version of wine. So this is when the thoughts get a little classier.
Yeah, this is when thoughts is
You know what? The thoughts went to IKEA and it got the 6-pack of wine glasses that was $1 for each glass.
Yep.
So. And you know, this said like starter apartment. You know, because they deserve to have fun too. I too was once had a starter apartment with some IKEA glasses. So
there you go.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
We all start somewhere. So if you are introducing yourself to sparkling wine, maybe. Don't do Andre, though. We will never
vouch for
Andre.
Don't do Andre. No, we never.
There's so many other brands that you could get.
Yeah, better get the highest quality of the trash, of the swill.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to buy it, at least invest $10 in some quality, poor quality swill. They shaded the hell out of this.
Yo, that was so good. We didn't even know that was coming.
No,
that's the best part about this show. We didn't even see it coming.
Yeah. So if this is your jam, though, you know what we said? The best wine is the one you like. So if you ride for this, if this is the one that stays hidden for you and you consistently get good results out of it, you fucks with it heavy, do you, boo. Don't listen to us. This is your shit. We just letting everybody else know, or, you know, how the industry feels about it. That don't mean that's how you feel. You could give it a 10 out of 10 if you want to. We just letting y'all know there are other higher quality things to consider, and that there's something, there's something for everybody. This may be for somebody else. Now, go ahead and give it a try. You may like it. Like I said, I'm messing with that Verde. You get it at Cost Plus, World Market for $4.99. I'm with it. They have peach and raspberry, as a matter of fact.
And I had, like, two other just, like, terms related to the sparkling tab.
Did we give her a name? Annalisa, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going to call her Annalisa.
Yeah.
Since that's what I'm drinking tonight.
So this is what you drink when you want to get away with murder.
I'm saying, this is what you drink. Annalisa, this is Annalisa.
Hey,
that's what I'm drinking. I need to put my little review of this Annalisa up on Delectable, but I've been sipping it tonight.
Her name is Annalisa, but she goes by Lily. So this is Lily.
Oh yeah, she go by Lily for sure.
Lily.
She go by Lily for sure.
So yeah, Lily. Get you a little bit of Lily.
Listen. Yeah. I feel like Lily is the cool cousin. I want to hang out with Lily at the function.
No, Lily keeps a box cutter in her braids. Lily is ready for anything.
See, I got a good government job, but Lily can cut a bitch for me.
Yes, okay. Lily then been to the county a few times. She's with the shits. You know, her baby, she always complained about her baby daddy ain't shit. But she still fucks with her baby daddy every now and then. Because you know why? Because he brings her over that bottle of Verde.
Right. You know, he love me. He know what he don't want.
She prefers Church's chicken to Popeye's.
No. But if I'm at Lily's house, I'm helping her eat the Church's.
She cuts up hot dogs and puts it in her top ramen.
I ain't done that in a while. I might do that shit next week.
Man. But she knows how to stretch the hell out of spaghetti. I'll tell you that much.
Listen.
Lily can make it work. Lily can make it work, okay? Shoot, we fucks with Lily. Everybody knows and needs a Lily, okay? We fucks with Sophia. We fucks with Maria. We fucks with Lily. And what was that homegirl name? Sophia.
Lucia. Lucia was a little bit too bougie for us, but we like her too.
See, that's your cousin that comes to Christmas and be acting on funny style sometimes, and she always got a new dude when she come.
Mm-hmm. You acting out.
Yeah. And then she be like, "Well, how are you? What have you been up to? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so are you still with?" You know, XYZ. Oh, that's nice. She's the one that comes. She never brings a gift. That's who she is.
No, she don't bring no gift.
She brings nothing. Bring a gift, but she gets mad if she don't get a gift. That's who you. That's the cousin that is.
Out of order.
But yeah, man, those are our sparklings. We gave you four different types to try. Mm-hmm. There are other. First of all, I was going to say that there are more cocktails to make with sparkling wine
than
a mimosa. My personal favorite cocktail to make with a sparkling wine is a Bellini.
Yeah, I like Bellini.
Yeah, because, you know, I love, if y'all know me, I love peaches and I love apricots. So any chance to have something
with it's that, the apricot.
Any chance that I have to have that, I will. There's also a Cur Royal. That's a French cocktail, and that's usually made with the sparkling wine, creme de cassis. And cassis, I mentioned it earlier when I mentioned the Lindemans. It is a black currant liquor. So if you know what currants are, you know what that is. There's also a thing called a North End. And what that is that's Prosecco mixed with Fernet Branca and limoncello. That is a completely Italian cocktail. You know,
is that limoncello? Like, is it like actually yellow?
Yeah, it's yellow. It has like the blue label.
I think that's, I need to ask what it is. I'm pretty sure at this fancy restaurant I've been going to for my birthday the last couple years, when they give you like the complimentary like champagne and then another cocktail, I'm pretty sure that's what that last one you just said. What you call it again?
Limoncello.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they've been giving me, but I never asked what it was. I'm just like, this is great.
Ooh. And it was free. And you know what? For you beer lovers or you niggas that like shit a little yeasty, there's a drink called a Red Velvet, and this is made with Prosecco and
Guinness?
Yep.
Red Velvet. Prosecco and Guinness?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it says this riff on black velvet replaces the champagne with Prosecco. Oh, no. This is what's made with my drink. Yay! It says it's made with a raspberry flavored lambic, a type of wheat beer that made with wild yeast. So if you
mix the Prosecco and the lambic?
Yes, mix the Prosecco.
Oh, nigga, that's lit.
Yes, I think we found a drink. This is my cocktail for the new year. Niggas, I'm drinking a red velvet.
I'm not making this for my brothers. I got to keep that one to myself because they're not going to appreciate no good Prosecco and Lambert.
Look at the color, though. Can you see it?
Ooh, it is sexy. Yeah, you a real fruit glass. Mm-hmm. So Prosecco and Lambert, I'm here for that.
So that's what I'm going to be. That's what So-So will be having
for I got a whole week off. I'm drinking all the things.
Don't think we're going to give you 7 days of liquor for New Year's. No, we're just giving you options. No. I'm giving you an option. Mine is the Red Velvet.
Y'all better listen to this episode and pick up something and get you some sparkling wine.
Yep.
We worked hard on the 7 days of drinkless.
Yes, but we sure did. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And made some stuff. I already saw. Shout out to the homie G-Rod who made that cranberry mimosa. Yes.
And a couple people done told me they about to make the cranberry apple.
Yes, already. So, yes.
You know niggas. But the only thing I wanted to add to the sparkling was the other terms. Vintage versus non-vintage, or just NV. A vintage dated sparkling wine indicates the grapes came entirely from one vintage harvest, which is actually rare in the bubbly world due to the marginal climates they're grown in. So, you know, we talked about vintage. I don't know if we mentioned it, but whatever. The vintage is like the year the grapes or whatever were grown. So apparently that's rare with the bubblies. Plus, due to the desire to blend to archive the consistency. Most bubbly is labeled NV for non-vintage, which means it comes from multiple vintages and are assembled into a master blend. And then you mentioned Brut, and then you mentioned Extra Dry. Mm-hmm. So Extra Dry is ironically a little bit sweet. Brut is considered dry, though in truth, many wines labeled Brut may have more sugar than people know. It is masked by the high acidity, the bubbles, and the usually too cold serving temperature. So that's just something to think about when you're picking some of these wines, and if you see like the Extra Dry versus the Brut on the label, the Extra Dry is actually a little bit sweeter than the Brut.
There you go. The more you know.
The more you know.
Yep. So yeah, that was our segment of this week. I guess you could consider this your sparkling flight. So
yes, sparkling flight.
We hope that you enjoyed it, that you got some ideas, and that you learned a little bit. And even if you were familiar, you know that it was entertaining for you because you know how we do. But you know what's next, y'all? That the moment of the show that you've been waiting for. I've been waiting for it. This is our wine hotel segment, man. And before we get started, we got a little bit of housekeeping to discuss. Now, if you follow me on Twitter, my name on there, hey, to all my 1,450 some followers.
Yes, bitch, you got all the followers. Y'all better come
follow
me.
My name on there is Mother of Dragons. You know, shout out to Game of Thrones for the reference. But there's a certain group of people who know why I have that, because I am good for a good dragging when it is necessary.
Oh, good old tongue lashing.
I have not dragged anyone in quite some time. I've actually been trying to calm and relax, you know. That was for 2017. That was one of the goals that I wanted to accomplish. However,
you did. You accomplished.
One of y'all niggas who submitted a wine hotel deserves a dragging, because you gave us a hotel, wasn't damn near no wine up in the damn tail.
No now, liquor. A couple shots, maybe.
We call y'all wine hoes because you're wine aficionados, or you're alcohol aficionados, not because you's doing hoe activities with hoe tendencies. Hoes is your friends and hoes is your enemies.
Ludicrous ass.
Yeah, that's not why we call y'all that. You know, we have a little community. We're not calling you hoes, like, you know, hoes selling your ass or nothing like that, or out here just doing just random hoe shit. When we solicit you guys for wine hotels, we want your drunken tales. And we have stated that every time we say we want wine hotels. You know what I'm saying? But excuse my French in advance. This motherfucker right here gonna submit us a fully hotel. We not that show, beloved. We may talk about, you know, intimate shenanigans every now and then. You know, we may drop our references, but that is not the meat
the of the show. The name of the show That's is not... Bad and Boozy, right. My nigga.
Bad
boozy.
And Boozy. Emphasis on the booze. When you go to our website, you're going to see alcohol-related content. You're going to see alcohol-related content on the social media, by all means. We ain't here. I mean, we here for some whole shenanigans, but where the liquor at? Where the alcohol at? So I'm going to read this story because the people deserve to know what they should not do.
People deserve. They deserve.
The wine hoes. They deserve. They deserve to know what a wine hotel should not sound like. By all means, I still got love for you. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
No, we still love this wine, ho.
But what you
he
not gonna
do... He just need to give us a little more wine.
But what y'all not gonna do is send us this. But guess what? Because it's Christmas just passed. By the time you listen to this, this is our late present to y'all. Yes, I'm shaking. You see...
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. I just joined in with you. Hey, with that little shoulder action.
This
shout
is
out
our
to
present,
my clavicle still popping.
Right? Popping. So we're going to give, guess what? We got the gift of two wine hotels for you this week. We're going to read the way that you shouldn't do it. Then we're going to read the way that you should do it, okay? So
let my phone stay charged.
Okay. So I give you this old bullshit-ass wine hotel. Hey. Names have been pre-changed to protect the guilty. Back in my hoe days, why is somebody calling me now? Mama, I can't talk. I'm recording. Shut up. I don't want to sing it. I'm not going to do it. Back in my hoe days, late teens, early 20s, I was hanging out with my female best friend.
Mm.
We don't say females, beloved. She and I had a long history, but that's another story. I mean, why even mention it if you're not going to tell us? We always drink when we... we link up.
When we link up.
Yeah, insert the when. And this night, we were doing shots of Paul Masson. This is a cousin of Team Bad Decisions, Hennessy. After half a bottle, we decided to go to Valentino's. Because, you know, if you can't go to Valentino's, then where the hell else can you go? And grab some late night food. On the way, she calls her cousin. No, on the way, her cousin calls and says she wants to hang out. I never met her cousin, but hey, the more the merrier. Tasha proceeds to tell me, despite how fine her cousin is, I am not allowed to fuck her. Not a good wingman move. I ask why, of course. She dirty, she got something, her baby daddy gonna shoot me. Tasha says, no, nothing like that, just don't. Okay, cool. But yo, when then Shorty walks in. Damn! I gotta try my hand. Nigga, no, you didn't. I know, but Tasha said, well, fuck Tasha.
Oh, what kind of friend is you, my nigga?
First of all, I know who the wine hoe is. This is such a Baltimore nigga story. This is the story of every Baltimore nigga.
Every Baltimore nigga.
All of them. But shout out to Valentino's. I ain't been there in a few years. Let me go get me some pasta when I'm home for the holidays.
There you go. Tasha's cousin, fine as fuck. She'll get over it. So we order some food, a couple rounds of Jack, and chit-chat a bit. Things are going well. I sense an opening. Okay, cool. We leave and head back to my place. Me, Tasha, and her cousin Kiki. And Kiki ready. I mean ready. Tasha's driving her car. I'm in the car with Kiki, and she's still flirting. We stop at the bar and grab a did of Jack. What's did?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he was hitting the keys wrong and it was supposed to put grab a fifth. F-I-F. I'm pretty sure. Listen, one thing I can do is translate this.
I'm like, is that a Baltimore word y'all saying?
It was supposed to be fit for Jack.
Okay. Get to my house and decide to play cards for a while.
Nigga. They was playing cards with three people. Get the fuck out of here.
I know. I'm teaching Kiki how to play spades. First of all, we don't... Three-hand spades. You teaching a woman how to play...
We teaching? Bruh. She's sitting on my lap.
She's sitting on my lap. I'm hard as fuck, bruh. You got hard from playing cards, my nigga. What is you doing? We whispering back and forth, filling each other up on the sneak. You're not sneaking if y'all all sitting sneaking, together.
Love, y'all sitting right at the table. Tasha can see y'all.
Yeah, talking about Tasha is so drunk she don't notice. No, that's a lie.
Then Tasha ignored it like a proper wing woman. Because what you didn't know is that she was not the wing woman for you.
Right. Then Tasha gets a phone call. Tasha, a trap queen. She got to leave real quick. She'll be back. Cool. The little devil horn emojis.
The devil horn.
Three of them. Go ahead. We'll be right here waiting for you. As soon as she closed the door, clothes start dropping. I'm stripping her. She's stripping me. We go at it. It's lit. She back all up that shit she was talking. The moment, and I do mean the moment we finish, I hear Tasha coming up the stairs to my apartment. We hurry up and get dressed. But unbeknownst to me, I drop the condom on the floor right at the door. Kiki sits there staring at the condom. I'm trying not to. But Tasha doesn't notice. Yes, she did. She just didn't say nothing. She walks in and things go back to normal. An hour or so later, Kiki has to go. She slid her number on the table and rolls out. Me and Tasha talking and doing shots. She asked me, she bad as shit, right? My drunk ass can't hold water. Yeah, and her ass soft as shit too. Tasha like, what nigga? You can't just be grabbing my cousin's ass and shit. I'm laughing my ass off. I just fucked your cousin, like right now. Niggas was still naked when we heard you open the door downstairs. Now she was confused. How? What the fuck? I was only gone 20 minutes. But turns out she didn't get mad. We just laughed about it. She didn't get mad because she already knew. Why you think she left, nigga?
Kiki been wanting to fuck you. That's why she left. Okay. Eleven, you ain't even know.
You ain't even know.
Because she a good wing woman. She got the fuck out of door so Kiki could do her thing. Like, shout out to Tasha. Tell her to write us the real story. Okay. We want to know about
the real tea. Okay. And then the three of us hung out a few more times because Tasha got jealous and wanted a taste. But that's another story. Okay. See, first of all.
So, first of all.
It wasn't even a lot. I can't even. Go ahead.
First of all, you just bragged to tell us about this dick. Like, and I mean, well, I won't say this dick, the pussy you got, because I'm more interested in Kiki.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she sounds like the fun person. You just sound like a nigga who got drunk and had some sex. Cool. Niggas do that every day, B.
Every day.
Whatever. You ain't did nothing slick. You think you scored, my nigga. Kiki scored.
Kiki scored.
Tasha been scoping you out for Kiki. It was no accident that y'all went to go get Kiki because Kiki knew what she was doing.
Exactly. Shout That's why Kiki called. Kiki was like, oh, shit.
Kiki called. Oh, you with that nigga? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've been feeling him. Tasha like, all right, girl, we're going to come pick you up. Man, you was played. Nigga, stay thinking that dick was the magic key. It wasn't. Beloved, okay. It wasn't.
First of all, you bought the drinks. You bought the food. You went to the other spot and dropped the other drinks. You brought them to the house. Nigga, you did everything she wanted you to do. She made herself available so that you could do that.
We are great at making you niggas think it was your idea. It wasn't your idea. But
no, it was Kiki's idea.
And then shout out to when we did, well, because this particular person, he's going to listen. And we already told him that this was not the kind of story we was going to show him.
Right.
So when he says, I said, you just wrote us a story bragging about some sex. I can count at least three different times you was bragging. First of all, and by the end, you were so prompt to tell Tasha.
About your 20-minute sex, nigga.
Flashback to the earlier in this episode. These niggas ain't got... That's why we Pillow Princesses next year. Because you niggas need to step it up.
Step it up.
20 minutes with your whack 20 minutes.
And she slid out. And she slid out early because she had to go home to another nigga who was going to knock the bottom out of it for at least an hour.
Nigga, that was really about to knock the base out. You was just a full butt.
You was the pregame nigga before she went out. That's what it was.
I'm telling you. But anyway, we want if we dissecting this story as far as the wine hotels, if you would have just slid in like, we was drunk, whatever, and just kind of glossed over that, you highlighted all the sex. You ain't tell us about all these shots. You ain't tell us about all the other stuff.
You ain't tell us about what happened after you had the shots. Because if you had...
It was just like, I had drinks. Oh, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
I mean, but if you had Parmesan and Jack Daniels, I know something tragic happened in there. You left
something
that out.
Tragic had to happen.
You left
you
that out.
Parmesan. You was eating Valentino's. I've been to Valentino's. Even if you wasn't the drunken person, somebody in there did some drunk shit.
Yes.
I'm saying.
This is what we want. We want drunk shenanigans. We don't want your sex shenanigans, okay? We don't care about that. We care about the alcohol. Now, if you threw up on the bitch while y'all was having sex, that's what we want to know.
Did you throw up on her? You know what I'm saying? Was you taking shots off her ass? Come on, give us something.
Something. That's what we're here for. We're here for the liquor. We're not here for the booty, okay?
The liquor.
So let this be a lesson to you wine hoes that's listening. You can hear how upset I am by the tone of my voice, okay? I'm talking through my teeth like your mama talk to you when you act up in the store. What you not finna do is give me another wine hotel like this, okay? So get to the real story.
I thought it might be too much.
It wasn't enough, nigga. Yourself.
Niggas always think about they dick.
Okay. So you gave us a story about how you got screwed by a female. That's what you
by
did.
By a female.
Nigga, she wasn't even a woman. Nigga, get the fuck out of here with that female talk.
But you know what? It's rather appropriate that the incorrect wine hotel was read by a man. Because us ladies know how to do it properly.
Yes.
So our good tale,
yes,
the one that we got this week, is written by a woman.
Yes. And these not a female.
Not a female, a woman, a whole woman. And this is the kind of story that we like to.
Let me get comfortable and get my popcorn.
I got my tablet elevated and shit. It's a little long, but it was good. You know what I'm saying? She gave us details. She gave us theater. You know what I'm saying? Everything. And everything was revolved around liquor. And hers is appropriate because it happened. This episode should be coming out right before New Year's. And her episode, her story happened this past New Year's. So let's call this story. Let's call this a story of friendship and new beginnings, fueled by inebriation. New Year's Eve was my first time being single in 11 years. Mm-hmm. I was ready to jump all the way back into the saddle. Being older and not really wiser, I volunteered to be the designated driver for the night. Big mistake. My little brother's girlfriend was riding with me, and I wanted to look out for her. Little did I know she was to become my new partner in ratchet crimes.
Hey. Shout out to my sis.
Shout out to my sis. The night started out innocently enough with a little pre-gaming at my place. That's fine, right? Right. Until we took the wine to go and coffee tumblers. We arrived at the bar safely, buzzed, classy, with makeup intact. We responsibly ordered one drink and swore it would be our last. Lies. This would be a good time to mention I hadn't eaten anything. I had to look good in my dress.
Okay? I know where this is going. I know. if you're drinking on an empty stomach, it will not end well.
And back to our disclosure, I know this person, and she's petite. She's a little slim. So, and she on an empty stomach. We were having a good time when partner in crime suggested one more drink. What's a celebration without a shot? Okay, this is where the night takes a turn for the worse. She wanted tequila, and tequila always spells disaster for me. I know this about myself. Why, Lord? Why? Why did I take the shot? Okay, one shot won't hurt. We take the shot and see a ghost. My other friend's crazy baby daddy walks into the bar. She's sad friend walks into the bar. She sees him and her face drops. Aww. You guys, I cannot let my friend dolled up in sequins on a rare single mom night out be depressed on New Year's because her trashy ass baby daddy is on the scene. Damn. I did what any good friend would do. I ordered shots.
Yes!
Encouraged by Bruno Mars to spend my money like it ain't shit, yes. I ordered rounds and more rounds.
Yes, more rounds. Friend! Yes!
My inner cougar comes out, and I'm hitting on all the young men's, putting my number in random phones, recruiting future hoes to start my 2017 off right. We walk down the street to another venue, and that's when it hits me. The liquor shits.
Yeah, not said, the liquor shit.
When she said the liquor shit, I felt this in my spirit because this never had. I wanted to hug her right here because the liquor shits have never hit me out in public, but it has hit me as soon as I got to the house, and the liquor shits are horrible, horrible. But she didn't have a bunch of shots of tequila, and she ain't drink nothing. Jesus Christ, what are you
Ooh,
doing?
I know that bathroom would be sounding like
something terrible. Excuse me. I excuse myself from my friends, find the bathroom, and blow it up. I love a lady who's like, fuck being a lady. It is New Year's. I didn't drink. Fuck it. I got to blow it up. I hope I was discreet. I fear I was not. You wasn't, honey. You wasn't. You was drunk, so it didn't matter. I left the bathroom thinking I'd join my friends, but my stomach said no.
Ooh,
rather than spend the rest of my
like this is my story.
This is your story. This is your song.
Man, when you have to take a shit and you think it's gone, and then you wipe think yourself, it's gone, then you wash your hands.
I have come home.
Ooh, then you gotta shit again.
I have definitely come home and curled up just on the bathroom floor because I didn't want to go back to the room. Okay, rather than spend the rest of my evening in the bar bathroom. Now, I thought this was so hilarious. I find a cozy little table next to the bathroom door. I climb under the table, move the tablecloth to disguise my hiding place, and take a nap.
Lord have mercy.
This bitch got under the table.
A mess.
And took a nap. Then, oh my God. At some point, I threw up. But it's okay. I'm in my little hiding space. I'm enjoying my nap until someone with a flashlight finds me and kicks me out. What the fuck? I'm too old to be getting kicked out of bars. I had this whole visual in my head reading this when I read through it the first time. Like, this bitch was just curling up under the table in a little cubby hole, and here comes the bouncer interrupting her nap.
After
she had the liquor shits and threw up. Man. She then threw up under the table at the in the little hiding space. Who knows how long I was asleep? I didn't have a purse, coat, or phone with me.
Damn.
Where was the stuff, beloved? Did your friends have it? I don't know. Now I'm just outside in the freezing temps of Baltimore in my little dress. It is New Year's. You know bitches be trying to be cute on New Year's. The bouncer parked me on the sidewalk, and that is where I sat, head in hands, wondering why I was evicted from my hidey hole and how I could get horizontal again.
Wow.
So, my partner in crime comes outside for a cigarette and, lacking boundaries, saw a young woman by herself on the sidewalk. Her compassion took over, and she walked over. Baby girl, are you okay? Where are your friends? She said. Some guy asked her, is this your friend? She says, no, I don't know her. Wait, that is my friend. I've been looking for her. Oh, that's hilarious. She come outside trying to help somebody random, and her friend is just sitting right there. The cops are around, it being New Year's, and not wanting me to get arrested for public intoxication, she deposits me under some shrubs. Now, that is funny.
Damn.
Or, hold up, or did I crawl under the shrubs? I don't know. I was so happy to be horizontal again. So she's just so happy that she went from sleeping under the table to laying under a bush.
Oh my
this
God.
Is, you got to be really drunk if laying under the table or laying under the bush feels like heaven. Eventually, my partner in crime finds our group of friends, and luckily one is still sober. Who the fuck managed to be sober? Shout out to her. It is a New Year's miracle. She drives us all to
a
our
New
house.
New Year's what?
Miracle.
How you spell that?
M-U-R-C-L-E.
Miracle.
She drives us all to her house and I crash for the night. More of the story is, friends don't let friends drink alone. Tequila equals ratchet night. At least have something on your stomach before you start. The end.
Wow. Yeah. Bravo, bitch.
Bravo. Now that was a fucking story.
That is a wine
that
hotel.
That wasn't, I got drunk. Yeah. No, that was good.
Yes, it was.
And that was appropriate. With the sparkling wine and the new year upon us, that was a perfect story.
Man.
And I know it was good because I read it to myself already. I was excited again reading it aloud so you can hear it. this is a tale.
Yes.
This is the kind you like. When you're the old auntie, you got to tell the story again.
Man, so is our episode going to be called Liquor Shits?
What? You know what? Yeah, because they're going to be trying to figure out where that one came from.
Uh-huh.
She had the liquor shits. Horizontal liquor shits. I don't know.
That is the show title right there. Horizontal liquor shits.
I really was tickled at her description. Like she said, I'm trying to get horizontal again. Oh,
horizontal liquor shits, bro. My God.
But this was good.
Yep. So if you have any wine hotels like this, send them to us.
Send them to us.
Feel free to email us at badandboozypodcast@gmail.com. Visit our website and click contact us, and you can leave your bad and boozy tale there. What comes after our wine hotels. We got our trivia, bitch. So laces with some trivia, ho.
But hold up. Let me move to the side. I swear to God, I knew I was forgetting something. You know, this is my cards right here.
The one time I didn't ask you if you had your damn card. You ain't.
The funny thing is, I was so busy. I'm a creature of habit, and we normally do it on Monday. So I got it. Ain't going to take long. I'm just going to blindly pick one.
I'm sorry.
What you say?
Girl, it's a long ass episode today. They gonna listen though.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't even realize it, but we was having fun.
We was kikiing. You know what?
This one. Did we do something about the? Oh, this is perfect. Because you mentioned the DOC when we were talking about the sparkling wines.
And we're not talking about the rapper that
lost his
voice.
I was about to say, we ain't
talking
about the rapper. We be on the same page. We really is the same person.
We are.
So I got the question. Sorry, y'all. I hit this off for a second. My bad. It's Friday. Got to get used to the new schedule. This is a true or false. I think we did Regions last episode. But, you know, it's cool. We're going to do it again. True or false? AOC is the system that determines the Italian winemaking rules.
What is?
AOC is the system that determines Italian winemaking rules.
Nah, nigga, it ain't the AOC.
Exactly. You know it.
You already know.
You already know. So, of course, if you've been paying attention to anything we've been talking about, and you know,
pop quiz niggas and non niggas.
We gave y'all the answer. The DOC is the equivalent of France's AOC. It specifies Italian winemaking rules, such as geographical limits of a region, grape varieties that can be used, yields, alcohol content, and aging requirements. As in France, these requirements do not guarantee a good bottle of wine. It simply guarantees that the wine came from and how it, excuse me, it simply guarantees where the wine came from and how it was made. So AOC, I mean, DOC is France's AOC, is basically France's AOC equivalent. Bam. So mm-hmm. DOC is Italian, AOC is France.
Mm-hmm. There you
go. They the niggas that make the rules.
Yep, there you go. So hopefully y'all was paying attention and you got it right.
And some of the sparkling ones had the DOC like a label on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have so IDC, DOC, and DOCG. So.
Yep, DOCG. So when y'all see these words and acronyms and shit on the wine, that is something to consider. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was that.
Yep. Yay.
Shout out to the trivia.
Yep. So
we want y'all to be educated when y'all out in these streets.
Yeah, man. We want you to know what you're talking about. So if someone decides to talk about some wine in some setting or you overhear a conversation at a bar or something like that, you can actually join in, you know.
You got that spumante.
Yeah, and you know, if you out on a date with somebody who's like, you know, a wine on a file, you know, on a file, excuse me, I won't say on a file. Then you can, you know, impress them with a little bit of the information that you have learned from us. And, you know, if y'all go ahead and get married, you know, invite us to the wedding. Because we like to get dressed up and, you know, have free food and shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully the wine is hidden.
might bring you an aerator or something as a gift.
Yeah, man, you never know. You never know.
And if y'all are listening to this before the new year and having any kind of home parties, because I personally love a home celebration. I don't really like the club and all that other stuff. But if you're having something, you know, make sure you maybe listen to some of the things we say. Get you a sparkling bar situation going on. Make you a little set and make sure you got some stemless wine glasses or rock glasses on hand or some shakers and like some, you know, get you some cute little decor and make you a little sparkling holiday bar. Some cute glasses, get jiggy with the different shapes, and maybe coasters or aerators or things like that. But y'all have fun. If you happen to do something that we suggested, send us pictures, tag us on the social medias.
Yeah. Tag us.
But I'm done. That's all I got.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically another episode of Bad and Boozy Podcast. We're not taking a hiatus. We're coming back at the beginning of the year, finally, with the thought juice.
Yes!
Episode.
So I am way too excited about the
Too hyped. And we have a guest.
I don't even know what's the nature of the episode going to be. I just know I'm going to be there.
Yep. So we got a guest coming through. So we're going to have, you know, he's going to recite his wine hotel live. So you'll actually be able to hear someone else's voice in addition to ours. So it'll be a good time. We're looking forward to it. It's a good homeboy of ours. He is so funny. If you guys like us, you're going to love him. Yes. And you know what? We're really excited about the things that 2018 has planned for you and planned for us as individuals and as podcasters. We have a lot of ideas. We have things that we want to do next year. And we can only do it with your help and your support. So thank you for everything that you guys have done. Thank you for showing us so much love, for sharing, for commenting, for mentioning us this week when the conversation about Black podcasts came up on the Twitter.
Yes.
Thank you for the shout outs. Thank you for the reviews. And you know what? We got 3 reviews this week, y'all. And guess what? There's all 5-star reviews.
All 5 stars. That's all we ask for Christmas. Thank you, guys.
That's all we asked. And y'all came through in the clutch. So thank you, PeanutMan87. Thank you to the other two. Y'all didn't put your name, but you know what? You told us we were your new favorite podcast, and you called us your besties. So you know what? Yes, we are here for you.
Internet hugs.
Internet hugs all around. And y'all know I don't even like hugging niggas, but you know what? I will make the exception, and I will take this church hug. Okay, you
take the church hug.
Yeah, not a real hug. I don't know y'all like that. You take this church hug. But if you give me a little bit of that, what is it? That Prosecco, it might be a different kind of hug.
It might change.
Yep. So, Yeah, from the bottom of our hearts and our spirit, as D was saying.
In our spirit.
We want to thank y'all again for finding us, for spreading the word, for communicating with us. You know, y'all pretty funny. Y'all keep us entertained, and we hope that you keep you entertained. So without further ado, thank you for listening. 2017 was great. We look forward to being better wine hoes in 2018 and continuing to expand your knowledge about wine and other alcohol and just our overall shenanigans. But, you know, once again, when it comes to wine, the best wine
is the one. We ain't say out on social media and all that episode.
Oh, shit. My bad, y'all. I'm just ready to get this episode over with. So our social media.
We almost done.
I know, we're so close.
So you can find me on the Twitters and Instagram at Brains, the letter N, Buns. And you can find me on Delectable as Deasia Ali. Make sure you check out my reviews and things there. And you can find So where?
Y'all know where to find me. Y'all niggas know where I'm at. You can find me on all types of social media under Fab, Fresh, and Fly. If you don't know how to spell that, the education system has failed you. So, there's that.
You can follow the show on across all platforms at Bad and Boozy Pod on Twitter, on Instagram, Bad and Boozy Podcast on Facebook. You can check our website where we've been keeping the drink recipes for Christmas. And then going forward into 2018, we'll be blogging other little things as they come up. But check out the website at badandboozypod.com.
And download Delectable.
Download Delectable. Share the ratings with us there. You know, share it to your social media. Tell your friends. I actually shout out to Delectable because we did at least have two or three new listeners add me this week. Mm-hmm. So they've been paying attention. Y'all been listening. Yep. And
I had two more add me this week too. So three this week. Our community is expanding, y'all.
Our community is expanding. And make sure on the website you are looking at our Teespring store because we still got that merch.
Yeah. And we, how you think we gonna pay merch for the podcast? You know, go ahead and drop some coins in the bucket.
And if you do not particularly want a shirt, but you just want to put $5 on it, put a couple coins on it, the PayPal link is on the website. Yes, as well.
That reminds me, I need to upload it to our tree link too, that PayPal.
Yeah, we need to add that there. But you know, all the information is there. Give us a little couple coins, you know what I'm saying? A couple, you know, the three guys want to say, give us a little something in a tip jar. It's all appreciated. Okay,
we passing the offering plate. Don't let it pass you by. Don't drop mm-hmm. something in it. It don't have to be a whole bunch of money. We'll take your ones, your fives, your tens, your twenties. Make sure it's the money that folds, not the money that jingles. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, but I think, yeah, y'all, that's it. You know, I tried to say it earlier. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah, try it again.
Take two, niggas. The best wine
is the one you like.
Bye. Happy New Year.